And welcome back. Well, finally, this hour, it's a special treat. Don't miss 89.9's classic program, Blues Horizon, this week with exclusive tracks and interviews with artists that will be performing at this weekend's Springing the Blues Festival at the Jacks Beach Seawalk Pavilion. The music is so great. Host Andrew Wickman is spinning it all. He's here now with a little bit more about the music and what's coming up on Blues Horizon. Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
This is great. So the festival is much loved, April 4th through 6th, out at the beach. You've got a special, two special airings of your program coming up to celebrate this festival and the blues.
Right. How it all began a couple years ago, it's an annual special that I do to kind of commemorate. Everybody at the Spring and the Blues Festival is amazing. People at the Shepherd Agency and Alligator Records are helping me put this special together so that we can obviously celebrate the arts in this community. But the first time I went to the Spring and the Blues Festival, it was incredible because I was stunned at the level of musicianship and the quality of the music of these people.
They bring in big names.
Big names and some, you know, the people you don't know and the people you do know. And what I'd like to do is create like a virtual festival. So Electro Lounge is abdicating their spot on Friday, this Friday and Saturday night only.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. So that we can highlight people like Jerika Singleton, a young guy by the name of, what is his name? Basically put people like Kim Ortigas and the Black Cat Bones and people that you don't know with classic artists like Eric Clapton and Joe Bonamassa and Beth Hart. And we're going to basically create a virtual festival with a lot of live music, a lot of live tracks, and then pull in interviews with people that you should know about and play new music from them that nobody can hear. Nobody will be able to hear anywhere else.
That's right. This is music you can hear nowhere else on the radio dial. Andrew's show, Blues Horizon. And just to give you a little taste, let's take a listen right now to Howlin' Wolf. Why do you love the blues so much?
I love it because it's one of the few remaining musical forms that has stayed true to its roots. It's organic. It's instruments being played. It's there's a level of musicianship and a level of emotion and commitment that feeds into rock and roll, that feeds into jazz, it feeds into everything you hear on the radio. And what I found was that it was embedded in everything that I was listening to at the time. So it seems like the records I listen to go further and further back. You know, I'm almost to the 20s now listening to stuff, old scratchy recordings and things like that. And that's what's great about this opportunity to present this music this weekend is you can hear people like Robert Johnson with Eric Clapton with new artists like Selwyn Birchwood, who's a young Florida guy.
It's a real mashup of classic, iconic performers and some new young local talent.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you won't hear it anywhere else. And that's what's great about WJCT. And After Hours, this is where you're going to hear it so we can celebrate the arts.
That's right. Every night on 89.9 FM, you need to always be listening to our After Hours block of incredible locally produced independent music shows. They are so fantastic and they are unique. Nothing else like it on local radio anywhere. Of course, one of the best is Blues Horizon, our own Andrew Wickman. And again, your special edition airs April 4th and 5th. On the 4th, it's 9 to 11 p.m. And on the 5th, from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big block.
Oh, yeah. No repeats. They'd be all classic shows, new performances, and a lot of great music. You do not want to miss it.
Don't miss it. As Andrew celebrates the blues, as you go out to Springing the Blues at the Seawalk Pavilion this weekend, make sure to tune in to 89.9 FM and listen to what we are spinning here. Andrew, great work as always, and thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
We'll close now with Jacksonville's own Kim Ortigas and the Black Cat Bones. I'm Melissa Ross. Enjoy the music. We'll be back at 9 a.m. tomorrow here on First Coast Connect. Have a great day.
She is like only a strong man should. want to do. Don't let them put you down and make you choose. 'Cause in this world